Matlin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As I said at the top of the hour, that line is good. You can call, you'll get Luke. If you have a comment or a question, tell Luke, or text it. You can text it. Luke will get it to me, but the line to me is down. And so you'll have to tell Luke or text it, and I will get on it right away. I'll tell you, there's an unbelievable development down in Texas, and I don't know why I say unbelievable development in Texas. It's a little like Colson, Newcastle. I mean, all of Texas as government is an abomination. The only good thing that's come out of Texas anytime recently is Beto O'Rourke running for governor. Now, Matthew McConaughey has been sniffing around saying he might, and he actually beats Abbott in the general, and he beats Beto in a primary because he's a movie star and a good one. And who knows? If he runs, great. If he gets in, he's a Democrat. The problem with a lot of movie stars is on the way up, who knows what they've been up to? You know what I mean? And the right wing of the Republican Party will sniff it out and run ads, and who knows? So I think Beto O'Rourke is our man, but the fact of the matter is, if it's Matthew McConaughey, that's fine too, as far as I'm concerned. We need somebody to beat Abbott. Abbott's bad news. However, there are people, believe it or not, in Texas who are worse news. One of them is their attorney general, Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is the subject of corruption inquiries, and he distinguished himself most recently by having his deputies turn him into the FBI. Now, how bad is that? The attorney general has a deputy attorney general and sort of department heads for civil crime and all that. They turn him into the FBI. They say he's corrupt. If your main people go around you and turn you into the FBI, there's a problem there. You are a bad person, and he is a bad person. So he is getting a primary opponent. And this is absolutely amazing. You know, the primary opponent, the most recent one who just announced, is Louis Gohmert. Louis Gohmert is indistinguishable from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz in what he says, and Lauren Boebert. Not only that, when Louis Gohmert just announced, guess who was standing behind him in the photo? Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And he's running, and he's basically saying, quote, I would do the same thing as Paxton. This is not a direct quote. This is a synopsis of what he said, boiling it down, all the windbag stuff. I don't disagree with what he's done. You know, Paxton was the one who filed the lawsuit to overturn the results in Wisconsin, Michigan, and other states. Who the hell is he? First of all, it got thrown out by the Supreme Court. Secondly, the guy, a tin horn from Texas, comes swaggering up to us, I'm going to overturn your vote. That happened one time before, and that was in 1861. And in 1861, a lot of folks didn't like Abraham Lincoln being elected, and they overturned it. They tried to. They didn't do it by filing a lawsuit. They did it by firing on Fort Sumter. That hasn't happened then for 160 years. And this clown, this legal clown, Ken Paxton, tried it. And the answer is, like, who the hell are you? Get out of Wisconsin. Get out of Wisconsin. Now, so you have Louis Gohmert running, and he's basically saying, I'm the same as Paxton on the issues, but I'll tell you what, so far my staff hasn't turned me into the FBI. Louis Gohmert has appeared with these kind of right-wing supremacist type groups. He's a dangerous, dangerous man. He's a very bad man, Louis Gohmert. And he is running. Here's a very sad thing, and it's unbelievable to say it, but there's another primary opponent for attorney general that you probably hadn't heard about and you should have, George Bush. In this case, it's George P. Bush. George P. Bush. George P. Bush is the son of the Florida Governor Bush, Jeb Bush. He's not the son of George W. Bush, but he's the grandson of George H.W. Bush, because his father, Jeb Bush, is a brother of George W. Bush, and their father was H.W. Bush, George H.W. Bush. Now, it's very rare in American history that one family can dominate the presidency the way they did. The Adams came close, John Adams and then John Quincy Adams. I think he was his grandson. So that's a lineal thing. John Kennedy, remember Bobby Kennedy ran for president, was assassinated, would have been a great president. And the Kennedys have served with great distinction in every level of government. But there aren't many families like that. And frankly, for father and son to both be president is amazing. And they both went to the same high school, and it's the only high school in the country that has produced two presidents. It's Andover. It's a boarding school. Well, they then have a grandson and a nephew, respectively, George P. Bush. George P. Bush is the, I think, land commissioner. There's some elected office there that we don't have in Wisconsin, so he has a statewide image. He's running. But you know something? The Bushes in Texas are now seen as too squishy, liberal, moderate. Isn't that sad? I mean, look, I did not vote for George W. Bush. I thought he was a terrible president. I did not vote for George H.W. Bush. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather have George P. Bush, if you had to have a Republican, as Attorney General of Texas, than Louie Gohmert or Ken Paxton. When you have, well, if you have Ken Paxton, you have a guy who was turned into the FBI by his staff, his senior staff, his deputies, for corruption. If you have Louie Gohmert, you have Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You have everything but the bombing of Fort Sumter in 1861 about this guy. He hates the United States, absolutely hates the United States. And in addition to that, he's aligned himself with simply racial supremacy type groups. If he were elected, and the question is who wins. Now, the one thing that I'm hoping is in the Republican primary, I don't know who our Democratic candidate is, and I hope we have a good one. There isn't anybody that surfaced with any prominence so far, but I'm hoping that just a good trial lawyer in Texas, he can put on some cowboy boots and go around the state, some rural guy, Democrat, and run against these guys. But I'll tell you what, I'm hoping that if you have Paxton and Gohmert in there, the insane people, the nuts, and the supremacists are going to be split, and a guy like George P. Bush could slip in. Say, I take no pride and pleasure in saying that, but at least there'd be some moderation. At least there would be some moderation. And George W. Bush, his uncle, has spoken out against Trump. And remember that Trump in the South Carolina debate in the primary in 2016 mercilessly insulted Jeb Bush and George W. Bush, and George P. Bush isn't going to forget that. So keep an eye on Texas. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.